This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
VIP Play Tennessee, download the app at the App Store now. Get to betting this weekend. Got a lot going on. Got NBA games. Got Major League Baseball games. Bet $5 to get $100. VIP Play Tennessee, exclusive in the state of Tennessee. It's where I bet a lot of the time. A lot of the time they're going to have the best prices, best markets. Make sure you download the app, sign up today. It's VIP Play Tennessee. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. All right. Every day during the NBA playoffs, we do a little something called Fade Brad. Let's go. Loser. Last night, couldn't get over the hump of the 10 games over 500.
Nope. Doesn't
quite lock up the win for the season after that one. A little bit of a big swing, especially if he gets these next two wrong. I mean, there could be two.
Right.
There's at least one. There could be two, right? He could in theory miss two in a row here before the finals, and then lose every finals bet.
But we won't be able to get him on the second one, will we? When would that be? A Monday?
That would be Monday.
I'll send you a pick.
We can get him on Monday.
Yeah, we'll get you.
We're here.
Oh,
you're
gonna... I'm working too, so I'll get you.
Okay.
Get me on the phone.
No,
or
you're
you
right.
Can,
it'll be Monday night.
We'll get his pick.
We'll be on the
we'll
show.
We've done.
I'll probably send it to George.
We'll call.
Yeah. So last night, Brad, unfortunately is a loser, but you know, he's still doing well for the season. Still up
26,
about 7 to 8 units, which is very, very good. Knicks on the road at the Indiana Pacers, game 6, Pacers -3.5.
All right. So this thing moved from 4.5 to 3.5 as it opened this morning, moving in the New York way, but this is it for Pacers, the yes sirs. The reality is, if you don't win this game, I'll go ahead and give you my pick on game 7 before I get to my game 6 pick. I got news for you. News flash. You're losing in New York if you get to game 7. All right? And I'll pick the Knicks no matter what the spread it is, and it'll probably be something similar to game 6, only the other direction. Mm. Having said that, I expect the yes sirs to close out sirs. And they will cover the, 3.5. Is it 3.5 is what you've got, John?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to cover 3.5. They're going to win the game back at Gainsbridge Arena there, the newly revamped thing that is supposed to look like what Memphis's FedEx Forum is going to look like after we take a bunch of seats upstairs and put them downstairs and we rip out some boxes and we put in more seats low. So go give me the Pacers. That's my pick.
You got a lot in right there.
Trying to also add a little color, a little commentary.
He got in our renovation plans. Did you hear that?
Trying to give a little something to the listener who is expecting something at FedEx Forum in terms of more seats in the low section.
I just continue.
How you work that in is amazing.
Trying to give content, folks.
The results are better, but I'm not sure that the spirit is better.
Well.
Because you didn't even mention the Tony Bradley injury.
I didn't.
I mean, that's a real injury that happened yesterday.
I see it on the report here.
A hip strain.
Game time decision.
I mean,
mind
you, you wouldn't even think about making a pick.
Because the injury report was central to his pick.
It was all I had.
And now you're right. Here's the movement.
Right.
This is what I'm on
movement.
Now.
Look, Brad.
It's move.
If I wanted that analysis, I would go ask Jeffrey Wright to come in here and make
facts.
The picks.
That's fair.
All right.
Yeah.
Or I would do them. You
that's
know?
Fair.
We didn't want you. Okay, he's like ChatGPT.
Yeah, he evolved.
Like the first edition was terrible, and then he comes back
he
and he starts to learn the language. He's like, hey, well,
that's why he's sitting at 3426.
The models have improved.
No, again, all he's doing is seeing an open and then you know a point spread based off that. But a lot of times,
I said it can't be that easy.
Otherwise, we'd all be millionaires, right?
Yep.
But the opening move has been pretty solid. But Brad is fading the move because
they opened
the move.
4.5. Yeah, it's actually going in New York's direction.
That's right. So, but I think a lot of that is because the Tony Bradley injury.
Gotta be there.
He is the best player in the series, and you don't have him. I mean, they put Thomas Bryant out there. He immediately got dunked on, bro.
They're going to decide to play tomorrow night. They were not. They decided.
Is
not
that
to
how
play.
Jairus Walker ended up out there?
It wasn't Jairus. It was
okay.
No, Jairus was
that's
out there gonna, prior to. He was out there.
He
for
was
shooting.
Already out there.
Yeah,
for shooting.
Yeah,
he hasn't played a ton.
No,
of this
he hasn't
series.
Played at all.
Okay, so
Jairus Walker came in for Neesmith, basically.
Oh. Got you.
That's who got Neesmith's minutes.
Got it. Got it.
Because he only played 16. I don't know what the hell's going on there.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, of all the games in terms of actual minutes spent watching this game, this was my fewest in terms of that. So that's my. I mean, this was wire to wire. They
it
controlled
was.
The whole. I never felt like, and we talked about it. You know, Halliburton was allowing Bridges to hold him.
Yeah.
It's
like
they were fine with this loss. You never saw the effort. Like, this is going to be another one of those comebacks. You never saw that on their faces like it had been. And so I wasn't locked in to this one the way I had been. It looked like the Pacers were ready to get to game six.
So, Brad, this is the way Brad's doing it. Brad is saying that if the Pacers lose to this game outright, he will be taking the Knicks on the spread in game
six. No matter what the spread is.
And it would be like...
Four and a half.
You wish it was three.
But whatever it is, I'll take the Knicks at home in that game seven. I'll give you the
forecast.
And
you and everybody in America, I'd say. I'd probably jump on there with you.
I'll be square as hell, but I don't think I'm on the wrong side of it.
There's a bunch of us on there.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, you could get the Knicks for the series right now. Let's see what they would be for the series. I'm just curious.
Dude, me and you could go coach the Knicks. All of us could coach the Knicks in game seven, and with that crowd behind us, we would win.
I think that's fair.
And probably, in fairness, last night, too.
Probably so. Yeah. That's what I was telling you, man. That's why do you remember me saying you surprised me with being on the Pacers side in this one?
Yep.
Do we think Tibbs is a bad coach? Do we think he's a bad coach?
Oh, he's clearly not
a bad coach.
And what's amazing is the respect he has still among veterans, even though
+290 you know,
he makes
the Knicks
mistakes.
Right now on the series.
Okay.
So I think he treats his men like men.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so NBA guys, they're always going to respect and have a reverence for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said short rotation, he runs guys on the ground, he still has the respect of the guys he's coaching.
Yeah.
And so you have to be a good coach to do that. Does he have flaws and make mistakes? Sure. Mm-hmm.
We did get the moment last night where Rick Carlisle went to the hack move. Who was he fouling?
He only did it once. It was Mitchell Robinson.
So Robinson was in there and it worked.
They took him out.
And then
Precious
Achiuwa had to go in the game.
Yeah, we're getting we talked that into existence. Precious' time this series.
Yes.
We did.
And again, like it was a good move by Tibbs because
he countered it.
Tibbs put Precious in, and Precious was ready, and they ended up, you know, actually getting to the half with an 11-point lead, 13-point
lead. Dude, I'm telling you, weirdly, Shamet was matching your boy McConnell's usual energy, you know, his relentlessness.
He looked good.
Shamet was doing it right back to him, so that's what I'm saying. Some of these guys that you hadn't even been tapping into had the ability to offset some of this depth of Indiana, and Tibbs is just now getting to it.
Yeah.
But the last two games, it's helpful.
He was playing great defense. There was one play where he was, I mean, looked in his jockstrap.
Right. Nobody likes guarding T.J. McConnell, man, because he's so relentless. He's constantly running around the place, and Shamet was matching that energy.
Yep.
And that's, you know, for the vets to do that, man, you gotta be in there 40 minutes. You don't have to be chasing McConnell. Shamet's perfect for
him.
Had them in, was getting turnovers off. Had McConnell frustrated, which you rarely see. Usually he's frustrating other guys as part of that second unit. But they had them flummoxed in a way. Indiana hadn't been in all series. Rick's got to get them all back on the same page that this is the game for us, game six.
These are always the
we
hard
can't
ones.
Be going
these
to
are
seven.
Always the hard ones for me as a better because, like, I got against with the Knicks in this situation when it was the Celtics. When the Celtics won that game five, I'm like, all
right,
championship DNA, game
six,
they're going to win a game six. And I bet the Celtics, and I was wrong to do that, and they got blown out in game six.
It's more just their last swing in that game.
Yes. And so you have to try to decipher, was that for the Knicks last night?
Mm-hmm.
Was that what that was?
Mm-hmm.
And do they have more left. I'm watching it. I'm like, they absolutely have more left.
Dude.
They absolutely have more left.
They've been better team for large parts
exactly.
of this series.
That's exactly right.
Should be up 3-2 right now. Should not have lost game one.
Now, they did come back from 20 in what, game?
Yeah, so I guess you're right about flip-flop the miraculous wins.
The margins have been insanely thin. I mean, even that 131-21 game, game four, I mean, a couple of shots go in or out. It's a very – I mean, so these teams are incredibly evenly matched. And like I said to sort of start the show, the Knicks' best is better than the Pacers' best. That I believe. That I believe.
Wow.
Because their players are better.
Yeah.
Like, Cat, when he is in that mode, is unstoppable.
Yeah.
They can't stop him. Brunson, we know. And then Mitchell Robinson makes a huge impact defensively as well. Now the Pacers start to get some confidence. They start unloading from three at home. It's going to be an issue. It's because the Pacers, the Knicks can't win that game.
No, and that's the Pacers need all those role players to hit all those shots at home in front of and that's the way they can win the game.
I mean, look at their two wins, 111-94, 106-100. Every time they've lost, 131-21, 114-109, 138-135. So it really is a style-make-fight series. Mm-hmm. If the Knicks can keep – basically just let Brunson dribble it into the core of the earth and keep possessions limited, they'll win the game.
Well, I think part of the reason he was able to play the way he did is because Tibbs finally – and he had to out of summer, but he extended the bench. And so you're now getting
– Yeah.
You know, you're taking some of the pressure off, even if it's just for a couple of minutes and playing some of these other guys. There was too much on those 6-7 dudes that he had. You got to at least take the pressure off for a little bit. It helped Brunson still show he had still more in the tank last night.
Absolutely.
But that was a fantastic game by him, and especially defensively.
Yeah.
Like I said, he had been awful defensively for most of the series. He was unbelievably good last night. Took it to another level. Yep. That's what you got to do at this point if you're going to, fight back the way they have to in this series. So
yes,
we'll see if they're capable of in six.
Yes, it'll be a great theater on Saturday.
Much more intriguing and compelling than the West was.
And
this is what we said. We said this might have to be the one because OKC could just run away with it.
Yeah, I had it backwards. I thought that Timberwolves Thunder series would be. I mean, and again, like that one again, that was closer than the series. I mean, because if they win, what was it, game four? The Timberwolves could have won game four.
Yeah.
I mean, that was definitely – I mean, there was a –
Ant was trying to miss 3 points at the end or whatever,
Could have. You're right. The margins
that's
in the
that
playoffs
killer instinct,
are,
though.
Oh, it
for
is.
OKC not letting you.
No,
you know.
They have grown up in a way that I did not think they necessarily, would have in these spots.
That one loss to Denver in game one where Chet misses the free throws, and you're like, you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe this team still does have a little bit of fear. But ever since they've been taking care of business. When they've had the opportunity. It was Denver, though, bro, that had the chance to go up 3-1.
Yes.
Up 8 in the fourth quarter of that game.
Yep.
And they gave it up, and it ends up being okay. That, I thought, was the chance to put them down.
Well, and honestly, that's when the Thunder announced to the world that this is happening.
Yes.
This is a real thing. This isn't just a net
rating.
Denver
had them by the throat in that fourth quarter of that game, a chance to go up 3-1.
And with the best player in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not.
And a comeback win. Yep. And OKC came back, won that game.
And I think we both came in here after they did. They closed out the game. And we said, like, this team at whatever they were minus 170 to win the title back then. Like, that's short. Like, they should be bigger than minus 170.
I said, this road against Minnesota going to be easier.
Yeah.
But they turned the ball over.
Exactly. And that's what happened.
So now we're going to cruise the finals. We'll see what comes out of it.
And the I don't think either team, whether it be the Knicks or the Pacers, will present much of a challenge to the Thunder.
I know. Y'all, why aren't you still – I mean – No, you know what? Mm. You're right, because I talked up Pacers matchup. You don't get that Halliburton every night.
You don't.
They're not ready.
You don't.
They're not ready for where this team is.
That's right.
Sure, the depth is there. There's potential there. But if you're not getting those kind of games we saw from Hallie in, game four, whatever that was, the monster, if you're not getting that every night.
You don't have a chance.
You don't have a chance against these
you
guys.
You don't even
they
have a chance.
They do play the clean style, though. They will not give OKC egregious amount of turnovers that they're scoring 37 points off of, like we saw against Denver and, at times against Minnesota. All series against Minnesota, they were turning over.
Yes. But, the Pascal –
Pacers don't do that.
The Pascal-Siakam interaction was benign enough, but it within that is, that is why you won't beat the Thunder. Because if you ever have a game where you're not
letting
playing
off
as hard as them.
And it did feel that way.
Good night, dude.
It felt like they were looking ahead to six.
Good night.
Yeah, last night. I agree.
You don't have the mentality to do it.
No, them folks got the killer instinct over there.
Yeah.
As young as they are.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. you better be 115% every night. And it wasn't just Halliburton. Neesmith played 16.
No, all their starters did nothing.
You know, I mean,
all
it was
their stars except yeah, we're
it's
like
a vanishing
that.
Act by those five. You know, for the most part, outside of Pascal, who played pretty.
He was the only
well.
Starter in double yeah. digits, right?
I mean, that's just a non-starter.
That was we're going to close this out at home.
Yeah, and yep. you know,
and that stuff can be naive in this league.
That honestly is why I liked the Pacers because they have already closed teams out in five. They've closed two teams out in five. Okay, if you can do this, and they were underdogs, but if you can do this. I will believe you're live against the Thunder. This historic net ready, but you know what? You're a good team that caught some breaks that you know probably had a few out of body experiences from three, and you know your star is gonna you know burn out here soon.
How else do you explain him going from 23 shots to 7?
I can't
because it's free swing, like we said.
Yes.
It's a chance to close out early.
Yes.
You only take 7 shots. You're allowing them to do this to you to hold you to 90.
Yep.
You're allowing Bridges to hold you. You're yep. not fighting it.
That's right.
And so it's absolutely what you said. It's that attitude. That's going to get that is why it won't be
I mean,
the matchup
the
I'm hoping
could sweep
for.
Them.
Yeah.
They could.
You're right. That is why it won't be this great matchup I'm hoping for. The better matchup we were hoping for with Indy over the Knicks. As it relates to OKC.
Yeah.
No, they won't be able to, because they can't do this every game.
Right. I mean, in the Thunder, or excuse me, in the Knicks, you know, they do have experience. They're a little tougher. I mean, you know, but, you know, I just don't really see.
There's not enough of them,
yeah,
dude.
Exactly. There's not enough of them, man. I mean, you're counting on Lander Shamet in a series. Like, you're toast.
Yeah. He took 23 shots, man, in game. The previous game, you'd only take 7 last night, and what's a free swing?
Yeah.
That's all you were doing was saying, we'll take care of this in 6.
Yeah.
That could come back to haunt you.
Yeah.
That concerns me.
Yeah. So if it ends up being Thunder Knicks, I'm fine with it because there's a lot of star power.
Well, you're the big market, too.
Yeah.
NBA, let's be real, they'll love it.
Yes.
Because they'll have all of Hollywood in there.
Yes. Now, in fairness, too, like if the Pacers come out and they blitz the damn Knicks on Saturday, you know, tomorrow, and they win by 25, you know, we'll probably come in here on Monday saying, well, you know, they just had a dud in game 5. We'll talk ourselves into it. But I don't know. I'm going to have a hard time shaking that one. I really
am. But then
am.
At the finals, we're going to have, you know, Triple H. That's who's at the Indy games.
Is that who it is?
I said Triple H and Halliburton kind of met up at one point.
Oh, they did. They worked well. Yeah, they worked together. Brunson and Halliburton had a thing on WWE
yeah,
last year.
Yeah, yeah.
And they partnered
after one of the wins.
It was pretty funny.
And they came together. Was it game 4? Because the Knicks won game 3. Nah, either one, whatever the one
had
they won.
Had it been game 4? Yeah. They were the one they won. Yeah,
yeah, the one they won. Yeah, came together afterwards.
Pat McAfee.
And
we had
Fitty.
Fitty was there,
but he was really just trolling Diddy. He was there.
Pat McAfee was there.
Again, Indianapolis, Indiana guy.
Yeah.
That's the best we got.
But he tries to be both. He tries to be a Pittsburgh guy as well.
I thought he was just Indiana guy.
Yeah, he does Pittsburgh stuff.
Indianapolis guy.
He considers himself a Yinzer, but he also tries to have Indianapolis. I think he needs to pick. I don't think you're allowed 2 Midwest cities.
Well, Pittsburgh doesn't have a basketball team.
That's true. They don't. But I don't know. Like, I feel like, you know.
But that's what we're talking
about.
You
can't be the mayor of 2 towns, man.
Triple H. McAfee, mm-hmm. 50.
Yeah, and 50 was only there for a day.
And then do you see, I mean,
yeah.
come on. You got Chalamet.
Even Caitlin Clark's hurt. She won't even be there for this. So we lost her.
Everybody in New York, all those players, feel like every comedian.
Yeah.
Denzel, is he back from Cannes?
I didn't see him in the thing.
No, Spike made it back.
I also did not realize Timothy Chalamet was dating Kylie Jenner.
Dude, he runs the world right now.
That's really been going on for a while.
He runs Hollywood. Everybody's trying to get him in everything. The Dylan thing just took him to a whole nother level.
You didn't mention Ben Stiller. I mean, I guess you're just not a Ben Stiller guy.
Dude, Ben had a run, didn't he?
I mean, he's there every game.
There's something about Mary. Always will be a classic with me.
Meet the Fockers.
The Fockers, the first couple, were really good.
Him and De Niro?
Yes.
They had a real chemistry.
They did. He had a run there.
It was like the early 2000s.
Yes, he
Zoolander,
was running stuff. The soccer thing. Oh, no, it's throwing the ball. Dodgeball. Remember that one?
Oh, he's Dodgeball in that. Was a cult.
Dodgeball was a cult.
Yeah.
That was part of his run. And
it
made him rich.
It did. It made him very
What's
rich.
What's the one he did with Robert Downey that was it wasn't necessarily as critically acclaimed, but I loved it? Something Thunder. Where Downey's playing a black, he's playing a white man playing a black
Tropic Thunder.
It was a mess, but it was during the run.
Well, we allowed it, didn't we?
Dude,
now he gets
dude, what he gets away with in that movie. Yeah, you couldn't do that today.
Yeah. No, you're right. Think,
see, you try to do that on this show.
No, I would
they
not.
They will cancel you.
I would not, well, yeah, I would not wear blackface to the show.
Stiller's estimated net worth, take a guess.
Dude, he's been in so many movies. I'd say $250
million. Well, and you're on it, John. Not, John nails it.
It's 250.
Yeah. It's like
and he's not just in
it's
the movies. 200. He's literally done them. He's the one that's created them.
Now, Ben Stiller's back because he had that. What's that show? Severance. He does Severance.
Severance. Yeah.
He's back.
I didn't
he's
even
back.
Know that.
Yeah, he's back. He's doing the. Everybody loves that show.
I haven't watched. Gotten
he is
into
a
yet.
Huge star.
Yeah, Ben Stiller is.
I wouldn't say Ben Stiller wasn't a big star. I told
you. I didn't say
my
that.
My point was New York is killing, and this would be a part of it.
I mean,
they're killing the Indiana
Los
stars,
but you don't want to mention.
I didn't say Tracy Morgan. I said a bunch of comedians.
But you were thinking Tracy Morgan though when you said comedians.
Again, I'm thinking more when Chris Rock shows up.
Yeah, that's the big one.
Mm-hmm.
They even had Tracy Morgan's son yesterday. They're like, look, and Tracy Morgan's son, who just graduated from college.
I mean, bro,
don't
just
even
got
cheer
done.
Anymore for Tracy Morgan when they put him up there.
He just got done throwing up all over the place.
Right.
Two weeks ago.
Like, why?
This man was sick as hell.
I really think he
has, said it was food poison. But
yeah. Come on, bro. You were drunk.
That was violent.
Looked like that brown.
Yeah. That's exactly what that was. But yeah, he's there every game. It's like they don't even need to show
him. Yeah, he's locked in.
He's not a celebrity status. He's like, he's just a fan.
Weirdly, I mean, the New York media was interviewing him, like, how big a night this was, because, I don't know, Spike Lee swears he was at the one they won in the 70s, and this is, he said he would give up one of his Oscars or whatever to have this ring as an adult, which has eluded him.
Reggie tries to be demure when he talks about it, and look, here he is.
Man,
Spike
Alan
Lee.
Hahn had the funniest line. He said 80,000 people in New York say they were at that last game where the Knicks won the championship in 70. That Spike, he doesn't even believe Spike when he says it. Because Spike would have had to been a little kid.
Right.
Yeah, he probably is lying.
But, Ben Stiller has been there, like, every single – I think he's even traveling, right? Like,
yeah, he was in Indiana, too.
Yeah.
He told McAfee to come back for what's called, but I don't think McAfee did it. He called him back out because McAfee was trying to troll the boys.
I like it. And he even tweets about him, dude. He'll tweet next. Like, I just love how into it
Stiller
he is.
Stiller was like, come on to New York, McAfee.
He's a real
fan. I love
fan.
Him. Yeah, he's a real one. And we'll go back at you. He ain't scared.
He ain't out here like Halsey, who just tweets when it's convenient, okay? Not a real fan. He's traveling. He's going. You know what I'm saying? Halsey's on tour, by the way, if you were wondering. If you wanted to catch a show. Did you want to catch a show?
Doing all the old hits.
I think it's her new album. It's her
the
new
one we don't know.
No, it's their new album, man.
I know that part of the career.
She's all
it's
the,
about to end.
Brad, she's hot on WRVR, right? Like, I almost said FM 100.
She got one on there.
Get going, girl!
Actually, I think we had to pull it. I don't think it's on there anymore.
This one was pre-COVID.
You individually might be able to keep her career going.
I'm trying, man. I think her tour is a little problematic because she complains a lot. But what can I do?
I feel like you're the last one in the room rooting for her, like Will Smith.
No, she got some. It's not a stadium tour. It's a theater tour. You know, like an Orpheum.
She's gonna be doing backyard barbecues like her boys from doing that road trip.
The only demand for tickets is right here in front of me.
I hope she comes to my backyard. I got a pool and everything.
She's going to be like All-American Rejects.
She'll be accepted in my home.
Party at John's with Halsey.
No, I'm saying she'll be welcomed, bro. She'll be welcomed.
Come on, man.
We'll make it a thing. We got the Cove. We can call it
Cove party?
Yeah, the Cove. We're in the Cove.
Cove party.
You know, you're safe. You know, you got the whole thing. Control traffic.
Yeah.
I get it past Sam first.
This is an executive decision. Okay. Anyway, Parth's going to join us.
Yeah.
All right. I can't live without Parth. He's going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about all the goings on with Memphis basketball. Stick around, Jason and John. I turn off MBS. Parth, the podcast covers the University of Memphis basketball program for the Daily Memphian, and joins us every Friday, and he is here in the stew. And Stu, we appreciate him coming in, and obviously it is the quote-unquote off-season, but it's never not busy around here, right?
No off-season.
Yeah. So let's get into the news today as the AAC has announced that they are going to have the men's and women's tournaments, Birmingham next year, then Tampa for 2 years after that. Memphis put a bid in. Did we know that it was only for the men at the time? Like, how did this all unfold?
We did, yeah. So Tim Pernetti, AAC commissioner, spoke to reporters like half an hour or so, maybe an hour before tip-off of the AAC championship game in Fort Worth back on March 16th. And he said that there were four finalists, right, for these tournaments. That was Memphis, obviously, Birmingham, Tampa, and Wichita, Kansas. But the other three cities put in bids for both the men's and women's. And Memphis was the only city slash school to only put in for the men's and not the women's. And obviously that seems to be because the Grizzlies, they want to keep that building open for them. But it would have been nice, right, for the University of Memphis to find a way to, I don't know, put the women's tournament someplace else. I don't know where that would be. Would it be Landers Center? Would it be, you know, just somewhere else?
Yeah.
That way you can get that event in town here.
Yeah, we could do it at the LA Fitness.
Come on, man. I mean, disrespectful.
Go to the Coliseum.
We can do it at the Coliseum. Now, there is an asbestos risk there, as you know. One day, we're going to take you through all the Memphis lore, like the Mid-South College. Like, I feel like
I've been taken through most of it.
Have you been taken through the Mid-South College? Like, do you
understand? Have you been on tour through there yet?
Oh, no. Okay. You meant physically? I've not.
I wouldn't recommend physically. Not anymore. But, I mean, like, you realize, like, how attached and stubbornly attached Memphis is to that building?
I think so, yes.
It's still there.
And as someone who's not from here, right, how do you feel about a building still existing?
I love it, man. That's what sports are about, right?
But, like, but there's nothing in it.
No, you don't
fandom
love
and
that.
Passion.
There's
and,
no use for it. It just sits there.
It's not an empty building. People have
attachments to it.
I know, but it's just urban blight.
Some of the best sports years of folks' lives were lived in that building.
But it shouldn't
right?
just stand forever because of that, refurbish it. Right.
Put something in it or do away with it.
That I agree. Don't bulldoze it, but refurbish it, renovate it, do something with it, make use of it.
I think you could certainly feel absolutely no ill feelings about bulldozing it. Like, that is not going to keep me up at night.
That doesn't mean nothing to you?
It means more to you than it does to me.
How about a new arena for the basketball team for you to cover it in?
That'd be cool.
How about that? Their own arena right there that they control.
A better home court advantage, right?
That size.
Like other teams in the country have right now. And probably in this day and age of college athletics is what you probably need more now. Rather than trying to fill an NBA arena, right? The 18,000.
No,
Coliseum was like 11,000. It was intimate. And frankly, it'd be perfect for this day.
Better atmosphere, better how big?
How big?
The
is
acoustics were better. All of that.
While we're talking about sort of has-been programs, how many does North Carolina hold?
Man, I think it's the Dean Dome is 17 or 18. It's pretty big.
Yeah, they're one of those that's still packing it in.
And they pack it out.
I don't know about nowadays, but when I was in school there, it was relatively full.
Yeah, but y'all
for most ACC games.
Yeah, but that was
full.
Roy, and y'all were going to championships and Final Fours.
Yes, that was a different era of Carolina basketball. Nowadays, I'm not sure, man.
Let's see. I'm going to look it up. Let's see what their average. So 2023-24, this can't be right.
It's going to be announced, bro.
20,593.
Yeah, they're going to do announced.
That's the announced? Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, that's,
there's no.
I bet they're announced, and you know what butts and seats ain't as different as ours is here in Memphis.
No, but it's still probably.
But I'm sure
USC is a bad example. They lead the country.
Here's what I want to know: Syracuse. Sure. What are they doing now? Because they used to do the 21,000. Yes. What is Syracuce?
I bet they're
doing
that place
in
massive.
Real life.
Talking about massive, yeah, Carrier Dome.
Because they have to have
whatever it's called now.
That has to be larger than they are now, right? Just in terms of enthusiasm level.
So 2024-25,
they still got a high announced crowd.
They still managed to draw crowds of some of over 20,000. 23-24, they were still at 20,000. Now, again, Syracuse has nothing else, right? That's all there is to do at Syracuse is to go to the bat, even if it sucks. So, like, I almost
That's
feel
fair.
Like...
That will not last forever, though.
Let's try Marquette. Aren't they in Milwaukee?
Yeah, they play at
they
the...
They share the building
the
with...
The Bucks Arena, yes.
Okay, let's see what Marquette does. Marquette basketball. Now, they're good. Like, they're a good team. They went to...
Memphis was good last year.
So they averaged 16,307 in 23-24 at Marquette.
Announced.
That's
16,307.
Yeah, announced.
But Memphis hasn't been second weekend good since 09.
That is true. It's just baffling, isn't it? Like, last year you got a team that was in the top 25 most of the season.
Yep.
Led by, you know, the most beloved Memphian probably of all time. Led on the court by a... consensus All-American point guard, and you still can't get butts in seats. Like, what's going on?
I mean, this conversation is so tough because the program has given fans, relatively speaking, nothing in the last 15 years. I mean, there have been some glimpses. There have been some.
Where I've had to change is I told you, and so this is old for you, but I've said as long as you give them a nationally ranked product all season long, they will fill that building. That was not the case last year.
It was not.
It was shocking. Not,
but they've been burned. I mean, they, you know.
I know. Right. We have been burned.
The top 10 you haven't won 2 years and all ago, that. You didn't even make the tournament. Like, I think,
you haven't been a top 25 program.
Yeah.
You know. Those make Sweet 16s.
Look,
you have not done that.
I know I'm holding on to this damn thing. Like, it's just the dying of the light. I'm fighting against it. But I still believe that if Memphis ever again made a Sweet 16, the next year's attendance would be good. I just believe that. I could be wrong.
But when you say good, it's not 15,000 to 18,000
like
it once was.
It'd be over 10,000,
But that's the difference now. That's the ceiling. It used to be the low bar, what they would put on the lease as the low bar, keeping 10,000 butts in seats because they felt so good about having more than that.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, part and seeing
now
that
they're
thing,
curtaining off the sections of the arena. Yeah. And, I mean,
this is a different world, bro.
But even the Grizz complain about attendance. Like, everybody complains about attendance. Like, it's just part of the
citywide.
Yeah,
problem,
it's,
right?
it's not
just a but the difference. But the difference in college basketball is it's become more transactional. It's become you don't have guys for 3 or 4 years, so you're fighting.
Oh yeah,
you know, in terms of getting your fans to buy in year after year after year. Well, they're having to buy into parts writing about it. 13 new dudes every year.
And that's the disappointing part, right? Like after last season.
Tough.
Like the past 2 seasons, you get it, right? Like the Kendrick Davis year, DeAndre year, those guys graduated, and the players you had around them, quite frankly, weren't all that talented. You had mid-major role players, so you want to start fresh, then fine, right? And you start fresh, and you get these highly talented guys, Javon Quinterly, David Jones, Naquan Tomlin, that list goes on. That blows up fine. This was the year, though, where you had the blend of success now, but also an eye toward the future with guys that had multi-year 100%. Eligibility. You had 7 guys who entered the portal and left you. Obviously,
man, I didn't realize it was that many.
You know, obviously, some of them you
were fine with leaving. Yeah,
we're fine with leaving. Some of them you tried to keep and couldn't keep. But out of 7, man, like it would have been nice to have a few of those guys back.
No doubt.
We've been arguing. We've been banging against it for 3-4 years now. I mean, DeAndre Williams is basically the only in Leicester are the only guys at the high of this program that have been retained. I guess Lomax, but
I was gonna say Alex Lomax.
Of course he was gonna stay with.
And John Nick is just not on his radar. He refuses to acknowledge anything that Nick Jourdain.
Nick Jourdain had nowhere else
here.
To go.
2 years. He's a good player. He gets a lot of flack, man.
Please
y'all
tell
hold
him.
This man up like he is Iguodala or something.
He was about to take off before Naquan got here, man.
He averaged 4 a game.
Glue guy.
Sniff glue.
Come on, man.
You're too,
was it 4? It wasn't 4 a game, though.
Bro, it was.
I think it was 6 points, 4 rebounds.
I've never seen a player come back after a year and shoot worse. Like, I don't know.
He averaged 6-4.
He averaged 6.3 and 5.6, and he shot 25% from 3.
Well, after 40, right? The year before.
Yeah, 41.
Okay. Yeah.
Anomaly. 41. It was an anomaly, 41.
Yes,
it was. Couldn't have expected the 41 to.
Yeah, because he was 19, 22. A year of Penny, magical, 41%.
You stunted his development telling Penny to bring Naquan up in here. That's what you did.
Naquan was that was a good decision. It's just the team was too immature to handle it. That's
correct.
The problem.
You were
already
you
so many issues,
built,
right? It was
to...
already, like, there was cracks right. all
cracks?
Over the foundation.
I mean, all they did
absolutely.
Was,
dude, once you took Caleb Mills out of there, the whole thing was cracking. That's exactly right.
That's the glue guy. I mean, that's the Hakeem Olajuwon, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan of this program.
He would have kept it together, bro.
Yeah, I mean, every day that passes, his legend grows.
I'm curious, though, right? I'm going to read the 7 guys that have left Memphis via the portal, and I want y'all to tell me how many of those you would have kept, or really tried hard.
Well,
right?
Now, not knowing what I
know
about the bigs, I would have
probably
kept
all of them.
I would
have
said, Dink Yates, please stay.
Dink, where you at?
I would have kept Dink. Dink was a local. He played hard. I would have kept Dink.
Definitely.
Where'd he go?
Alabama State.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Tony.
Tony's just super smart. There.
I might have to spin the block on Dink. I might have to say.
Dude, he might be the player of the year.
Well, he wanted
there.
To. But I was told he wanted to play, right?
Oh, I think he'll have a chance to play here.
No. I'm saying here. Like at University of Memphis.
Oh, well, come on.
I thought that wasn't going to happen.
You got to earn that, Dink. You know that.
So, got P.J. Haggerty. These are the portalers, right? P.J. Haggerty.
No.
To Kansas State. P.J. Carter to LSU.
Yes.
I wanted to keep him.
Dante Harris to TBD. Nah. That's a recent development.
With what they have now.
We got too many
Baraka Okoji to Mercer.
Absolutely not. In fact, I packed
his bags, actually.
We want him arrested.
Arrested?
Exactly. For what he did to Tyrese this season.
Jared Harris to Wyoming, I believe it is.
I wanted to keep him because you got to keep some of these freshmen.
How the hell did that man go all the way out to Wyoming?
I don't know.
They just not
so
the
it's
vision.
Higher number than I
Buna,
thought in terms
Buna
of.
Buna Kibe.
No.
To TBD.
We never knew you.
And then Damarian Dink Yates, like we said, is at Alabama State.
Yeah, especially when I'm bringing in.
Look, man, I would have
kept, like, realistically, I would have kept
five.
Five?
Continuity matters, man. P.J. Carter is a good player.
We had
there
him
was
on
four
the
or five in there.
We had
P.J.
We had
Carter
him on the...
wanted to come back, it sounded like, by all accounts.
No. Haggerty, Carter, you said Dink.
Dink is a, like, not like, oh, I'm going to crawl over broken glass for him
no,
to
there
stay.
There was about four in there then.
And Dink's a local-ish guy, too, at Fayetteware.
I've got two. I've got P.J.
Two?
P.J. Carter,
both
P.J. Haggerty, yeah.
Both P.J.'s. Dante.
Don't care. I got
Jared Harris as a project.
We said Jared Harris because
you
as
a project.
As a freshman.
No,
at some of these points, you want him, right?
Like, okay, when you say, like, how do you mean want back? You mean, like, I'm actually going to, like, go out of my way to get back or, like, invite him back?
You kind of have to go out. I mean, you got to recruit your guys again, right? Isn't that the
bro, Jared
what's
Harris
the getting any
right?
freshman,
you got to sit
then,
with these guys and say,
point?
Hey,
why recruit any freshman then to that point, John?
Well, yeah, that's true.
Keep the ones that you do recruit.
It ain't like that man wound up at Texas A&M. That man had to go out to damn Laramie.
No, I mean, I get that.
He didn't even go out to Montana.
Dude, he showed enough he should have been playing.
He'll be a stock riser.
Baraka,
like I think he'll do well at Wyoming and then end up at a power conference.
I hear what you're saying, though. It wasn't some savior.
No, he'll go play a lot, and he'll probably
but you would say Jonathan Lawson was one you should have done everything you could to try to keep as much as you can.
Still bothers me. That one
he was worth it,
dude. Yes.
He was worth it.
Yes.
Continuity matters is the point. Like, even if guys are, you know, average – contributors, role players, whatever. I think,
but you know, Memphis did everything they could do to keep PJ Haggerty.
Now that I don't blame them for.
I mean,
in fact, it was time to move on.
That's just
the way that was handled.
Yeah, because at some point it is like, hey, dog, your offer's been on the table for 2 months. Stop playing with us.
And we're on hold. We hadn't even gone out and done anything yet. Waiting on you.
Did he go to a better roster? I think nobody's.
It's
posing that question.
I think it's identical. In terms of uncertainties.
In terms of money spent for it, though, I'm assuming Kansas State has spent more overall on their roster than we have.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yep. But I mean, if
they have more.
Remove PJ Haggerty and Doug McDaniel, right? Because I think that's kind of a one for one trade there. I'm just going to, because they're both point guards. One came to Kansas. I don't, maybe
they're
Doug,
not even. Is, maybe, there, is it you're saying they're.
Would Doug have come here if PJ stayed?
No way.
I think, because if PJ had stayed toward the end, right? Before the offer was pulled. Doug had already pretty much committed. Doug had committed well before it was announced, right? So,
all right, fine.
I think just the idea would have been Doug would have been the Tyrese Hunter of this team. PJ Haggerty would have played off ball.
Remove PJ Haggerty from the equation and put those two rosters together in a neutral site in a game.
Okay.
In a neutral site, I would say it's a pick'em. I'd say it's a complete pick'em.
I think they might have more talent. Not might. I think they do have more talent.
Kansas State? They got no dudes. They got no dudes that are 100%.
I'm not saying it's a better situation.
Like, who do you like on that roster?
Because I think he has a higher chance of making the tournament. PJ Haggerty would have had he stayed in Memphis.
Right, because of the conference.
Because of the conference.
Yes.
Because Kansas State, even if Kansas State is good, like...
Middle of the pack.
What does that mean? Like 8th, 9th, maybe 10th in the Big 12? That's not going to get
you
a NCAA tournament berth, you know?
Yeah.
So...
I don't think it's a very good roster.
And he could have been a legend here.
He elevates it. But that's why I said, like, bro, you could have been a lot. You could have one more year with Penny. Like, you fumbled that.
There's only been one consensus All-American that's done it twice, right? Like, multi-year consensus All-American. That's
Keith Lee.
Keith Lee, that's it.
Yeah, and he's a legend.
Seven total and just one who's done it multi-year.
Yeah.
And PJ Haggerty could have joined that list.
And he's making less money than he would have.
Crazy.
Now, that is the crazy part, man. That is the crazy part. All right, are you ready for Birmingham next year?
Oh, my God.
It's going to be live.
Legacy. It's
I wish
not,
I had just done Tampa all 3 years. Tampa's a cool, you know.
We
fun
can't.
City.
But I did think they make the calculation like we can't give Par 3 years. He's already going to Baja Mar again.
Oh,
right. Right again.
Like he's
back
gonna have
to, Bahamas
gonna have to
again.
Suffer a little bit at Birmingham. You know,
Birmingham's a nice little town, nice city.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's not bad.
It sucks.
It's not bad.
But your coverage does not. We appreciate everything you
thank
do for the Daily Memphian. We
appreciate
you coming
in.
He's part of the podcast. Yes, covers the Memphis basketball team for the Daily Memphian. We'll come back, wrap this up. Jason and John, 90 Turner FM. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I just called my wife during the break and I said, you know what? I'm going to Sonic as soon as the show is over. And you should have seen, I FaceTimed my wife. And you should have seen my daughter's face when I told her. She said, you going to buy me something? I said, yeah, I'm going to buy you something. I said, what you want? She said, popcorn, chicken, and fries. Say less, Riley. Say less.
Dad's got it.
Sonic's got it all, though. Maybe you want that smash burger. Facts. Maybe you want the smash burger. Maybe you want the grilled cheese, something for everybody at Sonic today.
I don't know how I can go on, you know, when I hear Lionel's voice. That's pretty much how I would let the folks at Sonic talk to me. Just give me a triple Sonic Smasher and I'll shut up. I'll eat it. It's that good. Everything they've got all the way to the desserts, the chocolate chunk brownie blast. Maybe Riley would like you to bring home one of those as well. Or some ice cream. Either way, Sonic's going to have it all. Live free. Eat Sonic and get something good for Riley.
I mean, I always loved it. Okay.
It was just the reverence I have for him.
Where did you think it was?
It was the, again, we were talking about grandfather.
That man said, don't say another word. Okay.
Yep. And I think it was just something about Stephen A. Smith.
It was. We're talking, yeah, because you asked him something about the coverage.
Wasn't it when we were doing the J. Will thing and you were like, I think I'm going to ask Lionel to come on the show? And we kind of tiptoed over and we got him on the show.
I don't remember the timing of it. I don't remember exactly when it happened, but I just remember.
Classic.
He's a curmudgeon. He just is. It's who he is. He's a cranky man. That's okay. That's just his style.
No, he's a good dude.
He's a good guy. No, he is a great guy. The perception thing.
Yeah.
It's well earned. I mean, it's
fair.
It's not like, oh man, just a miscasting here. People just think he's a crotchety old man for no reason. He doesn't have much patience for the silliness.
Yeah, he doesn't like messing around.
And anytime we've got a serious grizz topic to talk about, I think, you know, I'd love to have him on.
I remember.
But do not do any play with him.
No, the other time, I remember there was another one that this didn't get a clip because it wasn't nearly as funny, but it was just as effective. I asked him a question about something, and he said, that's media talk.
Right. Yeah.
He was like, that's not basketball talk. That's media talk. Right. Nobody's
it's a different language.
Saying those things around in the locker room that you're asking about.
Right.
Yes. I don't remember what it was, but it was media talk for sure. So anyway,
we are getting more answers from athletes and coaches like that. Like the one that Flacco's answer is the most recent one, where he's like, "You want me to say I don't want to be a mentor to players, or you want me to say I want to play?" You know, like calling out media dudes is a new thing we're doing.
I think social media has probably contributed to that. You know, because they know their answer is going to be on social media, and they're going to get hit with it, and so I think there's more. But honestly, athletes have always been a contentious relationship. Mostly,
it's a separate subject, but I'd rather have the Lionel types where you know where they stand, even if they're a little grumpy about it or whatever else. Than the, and I'm gonna say it, this isn't a shot at him because he's gone, but Taylor Jenkins, the AI type, where I ask you an actual basketball question, and I really want to understand the answer and why this is not working on the floor, and you're talking above me in a language that's, you know, Chat GPT,
stupid.
That's
that was
not
silly.
That's not human. And so I'll take the curmudgeon coach that
I
know, hey, he's answering my question at least. Now he might be telling me that, you know, this is media stuff, but at least he's answering it. The stuff with Taylor and Isolo at least feels early on like he'll be that guy that will keep it. Yeah, you know, yeah, I like shorter rotations, but I'm also I'm pragmatic enough to know if I got to lengthen the rotation, I will. Like, okay, that's an answer, a human answer to a question that we have about the Grizzlies. I'm hoping Isolo is of that. You know, if that variety stays that way.
The Taylor thing was ridiculous. Let's be honest. It was almost disrespectful.
Especially by the end. He wouldn't answer any of your questions. He was only going to get off his talking points in his, again, I would use AI type of basketball
language.
That's a
good comparison there.
It's weird.
Yeah. Shout out to Lionel, man.
But apparently off the court, like away from that, he's this good dude.
That's what everybody said. No, he's cool. He's a cool guy.
He is a guy. He's a real, dude, which.
He's a dude.
He didn't seem that way at the end. Now, that was a dude right there.
That was a real one.
OG.
It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Parth Upadhyay for joining us on the show today. Thanks to Jeff Coggins. Thanks to Anthony Sane. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty variety of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.